Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live launching into the third hour here. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live with you tonight. You got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls. Coming up, more on Greece. I said that we were going to talk about what's happening with business owners there. We've mentioned previously on last night's show, Mark, you weren't here for it, but Derek and I talked about the situation in Greece where they're restricting ATM withdrawals. By the way, it's Ian, Mark, and Conan in the studio here tonight. ATM withdrawals are now locked down to 60 euro per day, as I understand it, in Greece. And there are even more controls that have been put on bank people with bank accounts there. And it's really hurting business owners. I'll explain to you what that is here in a moment. And you can join us here. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun first. We got H. Reardon on the line from Tampa Bay. You're on Free Talk Live. H. Reardon.
Good evening.
Hello.
The reason I called is to say that in many South American countries, there are people who fly rebel flags. And
really?
In those countries, yes. Because here's why. In those countries, it's not considered racist. And it's because there are people in those countries who are the descendants of Confederate soldiers who relocated to South America after the war. And many of those people are very proud of their Confederate heritage. In fact, in Brazil, every year they have a Confederate festival in which people fly Confederate flags. There are people who dress in Confederate Army uniforms. And no
and the gals in the big dresses, too.
Yeah, they have the antebellum-type dresses. But the thing is, even in European countries, it's not considered racist. There are people, there are grave sites in some European countries that have Confederate flags because there are people such as, like in Poland, for example, there was a guy whose name was Heros von Borki, who in his lifetime he was German because that part of Poland was part of Germany, and he came to the Confederacy during the war to offer his services to the Confederacy. His descendants, they put Confederate flags next to his grave. So it only seems to be in the United States that someone would be considered a racist to fly a rebel flag.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just looked these guys up. The descendants are called Confederados.
Huh.
Yes.
How many of them went down there? How many Confederate soldiers?
10,000 Southerners who immigrated chiefly to the area of Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Wow.
This is just Brazil. So
Sao Paulo, yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah, it happened all over, actually, you know, all over South America. And, I mean, you know, to some extent they're sort of scorned because they lost. And, you know, I mean, they also went down there because labor was cheap, too.
Interesting. H. Reardon, want to share anything else?
No, I just wanted to point that out because I don't think a lot of people realize that.
You know, yeah, I'd never heard of that before. It's interesting.
How someone in the United States sees it, but people don't realize how people in other countries view it.
And right. This is just like what Mark said.
Point of view.
This is just like what Mark says. You got to walk in the other man's shoes in order to understand the other side of the argument. Otherwise, you're just, you know, it's just your opinion, and, you know, what does that all mean?
Yeah, a lot of people just don't want to do it, though. So I'm not going to run from the idea that the Confederacy certainly has some, you know, bigoted roots to it. You know, many of the states listed the whole, you know, slavery thing as one of the reasons that they were seceding. They were very clear on it. But at the other, on the other side, there were some taxes that were levied by the United States on basically southern states, agrarian southern states. Which they all were, and that drove them away too. So if people, you know, sort of stepped back for a second instead of just sort of pounding their drum on this issue, then, you know, they'd be better off.
Hey, Trierden, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well, by the way. If you want to join us on Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm. In the very beginning of the show, we were talking about Bitcoin and how it is skyrocketing in popularity in Greece right now. Of course, if you've been listening to the last few days' worth of Free Talk Live, you know we've been following the situation in Greece. And, you know, what's essentially happening there is there's a currency crisis, if you will, which, of course, inevitably will happen to most government-issued currencies at some point. In this case, the folks in Greece are being cut off from the euro, or it's getting darn close to that happening. And there's a bank holiday that's been put in place, which sounds like fun, but really it's not at all. People have a real tough time in these circumstances. And we'll talk about what's happening to Greek business owners here in a moment, why it's very, very difficult for them to get through this. This is not a good time over there in Greece. But some people are finally using this opportunity to look into Bitcoin because You can't get to your bank account. They've literally closed the banks. They've put in restrictive ATM controls, not even allowing you to pull out more than 60 euro at a time or per day from an ATM. And so Bitcoin, you want to go and transfer Bitcoin around? You don't have to ask anyone's permission. There's no banker holding the keys to the vault. You have the key to your Bitcoin account. You are your own bank, essentially, when it comes to Bitcoin. And so this is a real solution for people. Now, as the article over...
Well, here's another solution, too. I've just found an Indiegogo campaign where you can just send money to help support the Greek government's bailout fund.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Give money to the Greek government so they can pay off their debt?
And the socialists can stay in power and continue their irresponsible
behavior. Oh, the socialists will stay in power. Don't worry about that.
Who's hosting this donation site?
Indiegogo.
I mean, but who set it up? Maybe it's the Greek government who set it up for themselves.
I don't know. That'd be even funnier.
You can rest assured, Mark, the socialists are going to stay in power in Greece. Maybe not this particular batch of socialists, but somebody likely with a socialist mindset is going to be swept in there in the absence of whoever it is, Spiros or whatever his name is right now.
Tom Feeney, spelled the T-H-O-M, and that's not pretentious at all, fellas. Tom Feeney from the UK got it started. It looks as though, my God, there's a half a million euros in this thing.
So now what they're pointing out here at CNN Money is that, well, by the way, half a million euros isn't even going to be coming close to helping them pay off the $1.6 billion.
I'm just surprised anybody would throw this at it.
That's going to pay, what, 20 employees for the 4 year for an annual salary?
They have to pay $1.6 billion.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to put together, $1.6 billion.
By Tuesday, or you know, by today, basically, and that's not going to happen. And that $1.6 billion is only a fraction of the total bailout money that they've gotten. So it's only a portion, a very small portion, of the total amount that the Greek government owes to its creditors. But that aside, there's some legitimate critiques that they have here over at CNN Money, and they're pointing out that as they documented last year, it's difficult to live entirely on Bitcoin. So, yes, Bitcoin is one way to protect yourself from the government, but given that there are only a handful of businesses in Greece that are accepting Bitcoin, changing all of your euros into Bitcoin may not make life that much easier. But one thing it definitely does is it insulates you from the depredations of the state, from the dangerous, stupid, insane economic things that the state actors and their buddies in the banking system can and will likely do to your bank account. That is something Bitcoin can protect you from right now. Now, as far as Bitcoin being very useful on a day-to-day basis in the streets of Athens, that's another question. Probably not so much. However, I think it's important to point out, as CNN points out here, they did a story about trying to live on Bitcoin exclusively back in late 2014. But remember, we're talking about Bitcoin time here and, you know, internet time. Half a year in Bitcoin internet time, there's a lot of important developments that happen. And maybe it was difficult to live exclusively on Bitcoin back at the end of 2014. I know our buddy Derek J has basically been living on Bitcoin for a couple of years, so it's certainly something that can be done. But as long as you're not a total purist, Now they've got interesting tools that can really assist you and allow you to live on Bitcoin. So let me give you an example. So basically CNN Money is saying, oh, well, you know, these people in Greece, yeah, there's some good reasons to get Bitcoin, but you can't live completely on it. Well, yeah, you can if you've got the WageCan card, which I just got one of those a few weeks ago when we had John Bush came here on the Bitcoin tour they were doing, and he introduced us to the WageCan card. I can now spend with this WageCan card, which is a MasterCard that is fueled by Bitcoin. I can go and spend my Bitcoin on anything. Sort of, right? So what I'm doing is I'm loading the Bitcoin with U.S. dollars by sending I'm loading the card with U.S. dollars by sending Bitcoin to it. I'll explain a little bit more here in a moment. Basically, it allows me to buy anything I want with my Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Peacekeeper 2.0. It's not out yet, but they are working on it, and they need your help to make it happen. If you remember, we've talked about Peacekeeper 1.0 when it came out last year, and it's a great concept. It's got the potential to be world-changing. And the idea behind Peacekeeper is to decentralize emergency response. Now, I'm not saying that the 911 responders are useless, but it can be frustrating when you call 911 and it takes them a long time to respond. What if you could actually bring your friends, your family, your neighbors in on an emergency situation? Could get there faster? Yeah.
Even if the police and fire and emergency services respond in their normal response time, they're not going to respond as quickly as a neighbor is generally.
Right. That neighbor could get over there, grab a hose, and possibly put out the fire before it guts your home. You know?
Having put out a fire myself for the fire department, I can tell you getting there makes all the difference. I was first one on scene, and yeah, it makes all the difference. If that fire would have gone further, it would have engulfed the whole house. If I'd have been there 2 minutes before, that room might have been salvageable.
So Peacekeeper can change the world, and you can help by contributing to their Indiegogo campaign. They're looking to fundraise to hire a brand new developer to create a powerful bug-free system, because there were some problems with Peacekeeper 1.0, and they want to fix those issues, and they need your help. You can get some perks, of course, by donating at pk.freetalklive.com. Now, that doesn't take you to our website. It's just a forward that'll take you right to the Indiegogo campaign. PK, like Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and help out Peacekeeper, and you can help change the world. If you want to help Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means, contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today and get perks at pk.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Bitcoin as a solution to the people in Greece.
We were also talking about WageCan. I'm at the website right now. This is a card that you just picked up. It's a Master debit card. A MasterCard debit card.
That's correct.
And so you've only had it for like 2 weeks now?
No, I've had it for probably a couple months maybe. It's been a little while since John Bush showed up here. It takes a little bit to get one of these things, okay? So you go to WageCan.com. They're not a sponsor, by the way. I'd love for them to be one, but they're not.
I'm working on it.
Really cool folks. It's a group from Taiwan and Hong Kong. And basically, WageCan is sort of an interface company between you and a Hong Kong bank. So the Hong Kong bank, in this case, a bank called Transforex, they issue this card. They're the ones with the deal with MasterCard. So what WageCan does is they essentially take Bitcoin from you, and then they basically give cash to the Hong Kong bank. They then put that cash on this card account. So essentially, I can send my Bitcoin into WageCan, into just a regular Bitcoin address, send it into that address, and in about a business day, that Bitcoin will be converted into U.S. dollars and loaded onto this essentially prepaid debit card. And this thing works at almost every place I've tried it.
That accepts MasterCard debit cards.
Almost everyone. The only places it hasn't worked have been the State House cafeteria, and I think I screwed something up when I was at CVS. I need to try CVS again. I think I pressed the wrong button on their little thing. And whenever it doesn't work, I just always want to pull cash out rather than try it a second time. So I haven't
gone. Don't want people to wait behind you,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Domino's Pizza, Hannaford Grocery. I mean, all kinds of big places I've been to and spent this. Mom and pop places as well. I've been trying this wherever I can try it out just
neat.
To see if,
yeah,
it,
this is really neat.
If it works. So this is why I was saying when CNN Money says, oh, it's difficult to live entirely on Bitcoin. Not anymore. Not if you have one of these cards. I mean, what place doesn't take MasterCard, right? So this basically bypasses the need to convert your Bitcoin to cash because it's automatically being done behind the scenes over at WageCan. And on top of that, the thing that really impressed me about WageCan, Conan, was the fact that they're not charging you fees out the wazoo here, right? Like, so there was some... I remember years ago, maybe you recall this, Mark, there was a proposal to have a gold-based credit card where you would put gold in some sort of an account, and then they would sell the gold at a market rate whenever you made a purchase, and then, you know, that would fund whatever you were buying, essentially. And it sounded like a really cool idea.
Until you looked at the fees.
Until you looked at the fees, and it was like, why would you do this? Why would you want to spend your gold in this way? It's going to cost you more just to spend the gold. Now, with the WageCan card, there's probably some kind of fee at the point of conversion, I think, when you're converting from Bitcoin into U.S. dollars. But once those U.S. dollars are loaded onto the WageCan card, there are no fees unless you go to an ATM and take cash out.
Mm. Yeah, there's an ATM cash withdrawal fee.
$3 or 1%, whichever
1%.
Is lower or higher, one or the other. So I was really impressed with that. I'm a huge fan of it. And so that would allow anybody in Greece or in any other situation where there's restrictions on bank accounts, anybody in Greece who's got a WageCan card can absolutely, you know, spend and buy whatever it is they need to buy. So the solutions are there. And the Bitcoin economy is coming out with these things all the time. WageCan isn't going to be the only company doing this. There's another one.
They're going to jump on that bandwagon.
Right. There's another one that I know about that has plans afoot to come out with their own Bitcoin loaded MasterCard as well. So, you know, we're just scratching the surface of what Bitcoin can do for people. And now the people in Greece are desperately trying to get their hands on Bitcoin. According to CNN Money, they talk about how Bitcoin was created as an independent computerized money in 2009 to provide a stark alternative to government-issued currency held at banks. This could be its moment to shine, writes CNN. But keep your wits about you. Flip Gadecki, the spokesman for the BitCurex marketplace, said it's unrealistic to think Greeks everywhere will suddenly ditch the euro and start conducting business in Bitcoin. And he's absolutely right about that. He says, I'm not so sure Greeks will start buying cheese with Bitcoin on Wednesday, but I think something has changed in their minds with the bank closures. Greek people will start thinking about fiat currencies as something not so safe for savings.
The minute the cheese guy starts accepting Bitcoin for his cheese, they will start buying cheese with Bitcoin if the situation continues the way that it is.
It could make all the difference. And that term fiat currency, many people don't even know what it means. Like they're not even familiar with it.
What does it mean, Mark?
Fiat currency means a currency that is created out of fiat, and a fiat is a dictate from a king.
Right.
And
a wave of a hand.
The slash of a pen creates more. And that in this case, it's just computers creating it whenever they feel like, and it's made by the Federal Reserve or the Euro Central Banks or whatever it is. But these currencies are backed by nothing, and that's what it means. Bitcoin is a currency of value because there is there's a limited amount of them. They can't be inflated, and they can't be broken. So they are a piece of computer code that has so far done exactly what it's supposed to do.
Well, to say they can't be inflated isn't an accurate statement. There is a set inflation program
they
in
Bitcoin.
They can't
be inflated by fiat.
How's correct. There is no government who could
decide. The king can't inflate this money.
Right. No, not even the Bitcoin programmers really can, because it's been sort of preset in the creation of Bitcoin. Yep. So we know there is X amount of Bitcoin today, and we know that by 2140 or whatever, that all of the Bitcoin will likely be mined into existence, and at that point there will be no more inflating Bitcoin.
At this point, with our lifespan, we don't have to worry about 2140.
Well, you never know, Mark.
I'm getting to 2140.
There's always the possibility of machines.
I'm the only one here who's actually paid Alcor to have my head cryogenically frozen.
That's true,
so
you have.
You people are just yicking.
855 453. Join us here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. What's happening with the Greek business people? They're getting screwed.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in studio, you got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And King Mark the First.
All right. In a match between Conan and King Mark, I would side with Conan, I'm afraid.
I don't know, but other people out there are already accepting Mark's King image as their profile image.
Disturbing. It's very disturbing. Mark Warden has added your image as his profile picture.
Porcupine Realtor, yeah.
On Facebook.
And he did it before I put out the homework assignment to start working on your King Mark meme.
That's
pictures.
Right.
All over Porkfest, as I was going around with my crown, people were, I'd say, you know, greetings. Loyal subjects, and they'd bow, and they'd attempt to kiss my ring, which I really don't have one, and these sorts of things, and yeah, I mean
it could have just been humoring the crazy man.
But, What do you think kings have been all along?
usually the best way to get along with a crazy person is to just go along with the show. By the way,
what do you think they're doing with the police, my friend?
When the Department of Revenue thugs came on, what is it, Monday? Did you have your crown on during that?
I did. I was there before everyone else. I saw them pull into the parking lot. So Ian was, I tried to text him, but Ian was a little behind. And they really descended like locusts upon them. But as they got out of their car, I said, I am your king. to them, and briefly got just a glance from one of them, and he just sort of went on about his way. But I find it interesting that these people who arbitrarily claim to rule over others think that a guy in a rubber crown is somehow crazy for arbitrarily claiming to be their king.
So let's talk about what's happening to the business owners there in Greece. It's worse than you might have thought, because we've been discussing what's been happening there with the currency crisis, if you want to call it that. There's a bank holiday that was supposed to just be Monday, but then Monday they decided to make it 6 days, six business days. So it's the bank holiday is going to last the entire week. And along with that, there are
a lot of barbecues, Ian, a lot of beer drinking and barbecues and celebrating the Grecian flag.
Well, the bankers may be celebrating because they actually have the ability to get their money out during the bank holiday. But everybody else in Greece is basically screwed. There's some serious restrictions that have been put down. One of them that we've been talking about is the fact that you can only take out 60 euro at a time from an ATM. I think it might be per day. And that's pretty inconvenient. But that's not the worst of it. Here's a story from the Telegraph in the UK. As one of Athens' top florists, Dimitria Trinou is the first port of call for anyone needing bouquets for a big fat Greek wedding. On Monday, though, as her country teetered on the brink of financial collapse, her prospects of a prosperous summer of nuptials were looking distinctly slim. She says, quote, "We do a lot of flowers for foreigners who like Greece as a wedding location. And today we have had two calls from people saying they are canceling their plans because they fear the country is becoming unstable." She said, "We expect there's going to be more in coming weeks, too," meaning more cancellations. Yet, even if her other clients do not choose to cancel, Ms. Trinou now faces a separate problem for any customers needing her services in the next couple of weeks. As part of the ruling, the Syriza Party's efforts to stop a run on the country's currency, it declared that all banks would remain shut until next Monday, the day after the referendum on whether to accept the Eurozone bailout deal. So again, the voters in Greece on July 5th are going to be voting. I think that's actually going to be Sunday. They're going to be voting on whether or not they should be going on further and, I guess, accepting the terms of the next bailout. So the people who are the creditors of Greece, the 19 countries in the Eurozone and the IMF, they're willing to continue with more bail, you know, with further money to be poured into the Greek system. But along with that money comes all kinds of austerity measures. So the people in Greece will be voting on whether or not they're willing to accept those austerity measures coming up on Sunday.
These are the people that voted in these...
the socialists.
The socialists, because the socialists were talking about not accepting the measures.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that every person in Greece thinks like the voters think, but I suspect that it should be a very interesting election.
It is. And so, again, banks are closed until at the earliest Monday, when they finally will know what the vote is. Now, that move also prevents Greek firms from making payments to other companies abroad. Think about that for a moment. The restrictions on banking include a restriction preventing you, if you're a business person in Greece, from paying anyone outside of Greece.
Well, you got to keep the money in the country.
That's the idea here, okay? And so, according to the story here, for florists like Ms. Trinou, who imports much of her stock, there is now no way for her to pay for her bouquets of roses from Ecuador and hydrangeas from the Netherlands.
Hydrangeas.
She says, "We're one of the best florists in the country, but soon we will not be able to pay for our flowers anymore. It's not an urgent problem for us quite yet, but it will be in the weeks to come." Unquote. True, a lack of garlands and bouquets for weddings and funerals might seem the least of Greece's problems right now, but the story is the same for every other Greek firm, too. And with not a single company able to pay a foreign creditor until next Monday, business leaders are warning of serious damage to an already ailing economy. Or as Konstantin Miklos, president of the Union of Greek Chambers of Commerce and Industry, put it, we are stuffed. And I think stuffed might be a colloquialism for screwed there in Greek.
It might even be a little harsher than that.
Yeah, the Greek economy is not production-based, he told the Telegraph. It's highly reliant on imports of goods and raw materials. In other countries where capital controls of this sort have been put into place, businesses are usually exempted, but not this time. If we can't make electronic remittances, then soon even the most basic goods will not be available. Can you imagine? You know, how long are the people they are doing business with going to be willing to send them product for free, essentially, until someday in the future when they might be able to make some electronic payment to make good for it?
They won't.
Yeah, not for very long.
That's it. Yeah, and I mean, import and export is really good for an economy, and this is what many of the isolationists don't understand. I'm by no means an isolationist. I believe that our government should stay the heck out of other countries' business around the world, but I don't think that our businesses should.
Indeed, over the weekend, there were isolated reports of customers stocking up on staples like rice, spaghetti, and tinned milk in some supermarkets, and of motorists queuing for petrol at garages on some of the Greek islands.
Tinned milk?
I don't know what that means. Tinned. T-I-N-N-E-D.
That must not be. We buy ours like in carton. Condensed milk in like cartons and stuff.
No, condensed milk is in cans. Generally.
Oh, okay.
On Monday, supermarkets remained well-stocked in Athens, although there were fears that shortages could begin later in the week. Yet even if the banks do reopen as scheduled next Monday, it may take at least another week to clear the massive backlog of transactions. No economy functions without banks, says a senior MP in New Democracy, a center-right opposition party. Some people in Syriza think shutting them down for a week is just a minor hiccup, which isn't surprising as many Syriza people have never worked in the private sector, but it's not a hiccup. It's a huge shock. Well, certainly an economy can work without a bank, but given the current status of our economic situation, we tend to rely on banks for a lot of things. And because not everybody is using Bitcoin, this is a huge hit. Now, if there's a business person who's paying their vendors in Bitcoin, they've got no problem. Nothing would stop. If this lady had been paying for her flowers in Bitcoin, presuming her, you know, the people selling her the flowers are willing to take Bitcoin, then she'd be fine. She'd be able to continue paying for her inventory, and she'd get, you know, fresh flowers in every day she wanted them. And further, if it's a situation where she has an order of flowers that she has yet to pay for and now cannot pay for them, so she owes, what sounded like was the situation, she owes on flowers that have already been shipped to her, but she can't make the payment on those flowers, maybe that'll give that company that's selling the flowers in the first place the incentive to figure out how to take Bitcoin.
I would imagine that, I would think Amazon might get into this too, with, you know, Purse. Anybody through Purse at this point can buy whatever they want. I would think in Greece, so that makes it. There's a lot of things you can buy, and if all
Purse is international, you can definitely use Purse.
If all your competitors, you know, are stuck because they can't send money out, then you know at that point pricing isn't as much of an issue because people still want what they want.
The atmosphere on the streets, meanwhile, remains tense with long queues continuing to form at ATMs. We'll talk more about what's happening in Greece, and you can share your thoughts at 855-453. That's the toll-free number here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hyper Chromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hyper Chromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hyper Chromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart,
and we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back now with Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here if you want to discuss whatever's on your mind or what we've been talking about, which is the situation in Greece and how it is really hurting the Greek businesses. Turns out one of the restrictions, these capital restrictions they've been putting on at banks, is preventing business owners from sending money outside of Greece. So if you are importing product in to sell in Greece, you can't pay your suppliers now, at least until this situation clears up, which at the earliest is going to be early next week. But as was pointed out, there's so many backlogged transactions, it may take another week just to clear through all of those. So this could really seriously inconvenience people. And of course, who knows what's going to happen in a week's time? Things could get even more insane over there. I mean, it's not likely. I don't think that the people in Greece are going to vote to accept these austerity measures, but who knows what's...
I don't think there's a car that hasn't been flipped yet.
Is there a lot of that going on right now?
Well, yeah. It's usually, especially if it's government vehicles and buildings.
I haven't heard about much rioting going on.
I haven't heard about it. Have you seen video coming?
I know that in France, the taxi cab drivers are rioting right now.
Against Uber.
Uber.
As far as this week, I'm not sure, but in the last months, yes.
Those Europeans will flip some cars. There's no doubt about it.
So that's what
you can't get Americans to flip cars over nothing.
Oh yeah, they'll flip a car over.
You're right.
Sports games.
Sports games.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah. So that's what we've been talking about here. But you can bring up whatever you want. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN.FM. Free Talk Live brought to you by Keenvention. It's coming up the end of October. It's October 30th through November 1st this year. It's the third annual Keenvention. And we just announced on Keenvention.info, Halloween is coming back. This year, Halloween, it's going to be a more private event. Last year, it was open to anybody who walked up with $10. This year, it'll be only for Keenvention attendees. That's pretty much who attended last year anyway. And last year, we did a fundraiser for the Ross Ulbricht Defense Fund, which went very well. We raised more than $500 for Ross Ulbricht's Defense Fund from a relatively small party with probably no more than two or three dozen people attending it. And so come on out. Join Keenvention. It's a great opportunity to come explore New Hampshire. Maybe you couldn't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Liberty Forum this year, which are two excellent yearly events thrown by
the boycotted it?
You boycotted Pork Fest.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Well, you were not boycotting Keenvention.
Oh, hell no.
So Keenvention, great event. It's a small event. It's an intimate event. I think it's the right term for it. I think last year and the year before, we had just over 100 attendees. It makes it so you can actually meet everybody if you want to. You can really kind of get to know people better, whereas at Porkfest, you can't possibly meet everybody because there's, you know, 1,500 or 1,300 people there. So Keenvention, very, very intimate. You'll hear from the activists. We don't fly in any fancy speakers from the rest of the United States or anywhere else. It's New Hampshire activists are the ones who are up on the stage. That's what the curriculum is there. And you actually get out of the hotel and go out, and if you want, you can go and Robin Hood with the Robin Hooders and get out and do some other fun stuff outside of the hotel.
Well, we can go to Robin Hood Park and just chill.
You can do that, too. You can do a lot of stuff. Keenvention.info. Go and check it out.
Hey, by the way, the Greek anti-austerity movement has been going on since 2008, 9, 10-ish. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's been a lot of car flipping, a lot of Maltovs being chunked at police officers. And
they hate austerity.
Buildings set on fire. So, yeah, there's a lot of video. There's a lot of pictures.
Really? I thought it was anarchists that threw Molotov cocktails. Apparently, it's statist, too.
Yep.
So the atmosphere in the streets, according to the Telegraph in the UK and Greece, remains tense, with long queues forming at ATMs where customers are now limited to withdrawing 60 euros per day. Many pensioners who do not have cash cards have not even been able to do that. 74-year-old Anastasios Yveldis, one of about 100 retirees waiting outside the main branch of the National Bank of Greece, said, quote, "I came here at 4 a.m. because I have to get my pension." He says, "I don't have a card. I don't know what's going on. We don't even have enough money to buy bread." The finance ministry has said that special arrangements would be introduced for pensioners without bank cards. Also apprehensive was Vasilis Repanis, a wine seller, who said that orders were notably down for Monday's annual June 29th celebration of St. Peter and St. Paul's Day, in which people bearing those names receive gifts from friends. He says, "Normally we do about 25 this year. We've done just 7. He says, "I'm 36 years old, and this is the first time I feel anxious about this crisis. I've heard all the warnings over the years, but now it finally seems that it's happening."
It's going to happen here, too, in the U.S. It's going to be the same thing. We've been hearing about this forever and ever and ever, and I wish I'd gotten into Bitcoin when Ian Freeman came by our store that one day here in Keene and tried to get us to start shopping with it.
Well, I wish I'd gotten into Bitcoin earlier, too. Mm-hmm. But the sense of foreboding was echoed by Mr. Mitsotakis, the MP, who said the only hope now is persuading Greeks to vote yes to a bailout deal in the referendum. He says, "We need to get this matter resolved once and for all. Syriza, keep talking about a humanitarian crisis in Greece. Now we are really facing one." And so, unfortunately, it's like this for people. It's not until the last moment when people actually really realize they better figure something out or else.
Yep.
And it's getting pretty dire, these circumstances over there in Greece. And it's fascinating to watch, like a train wreck is fascinating. And hopefully it's instructive for people. Like, hey, this could happen where you are. And Conan, you said it could happen here, but here they have the ability to print their own money, right? So the government can sort of stave off these kinds of things with all manner of manipulation of their system of money. But in Greece, they're dependent on the Eurozone situation.
Yeah, but what about competing currency around the globe? Because other countries are starting to say, hey, you know what? And we don't have to deal with the Federal Reserve note. We've got the Chinese, what is it, the yen? We've got
How do you pronounce yuan? Is it pronounced yuan or yen?
Okay, the yen is part of the yuan, the same way that...
It's part of it. Okay, I didn't know that.
So they're like, you know, why deal with their nonsense? We could do the same thing on our end of the, our side of the wagon. And, you know, once the Federal Reserve note starts to lose its flavor and its power, then yeah, it can definitely happen. And you can only print it so many times. You inflate it so many times.
Well,
and
as they
so
found
many
out
zeros.
In Zimbabwe, that's certainly
And
that's
before you know,
true.
You're buying bread in wheelbarrows, with wheelbarrows of cash.
But at the very least, you know, the U.S. guys are money manipulator masters, right? Like, they've been putting off the end of the dollar for a long, long time. And maybe it'll all wrap up next month and we'll have a similar crisis.
Well, no, we're going to have to go to war with those competing currencies.
What do you mean?
World War III is going to be about competing currencies with these other countries who are going to start doing the same thing that the U.S. is doing.
You think the U.S. will start a war over people bailing on the U.S. dollar? I guess they could.
The claim is there's some conspiracy theorists out there, and I haven't really been able to disprove this, that claim that essentially all the wars in the last 5 decades or so have been fought over, to some level or another, the banking systems of countries that wanted to get out of the petrodollar system.
And current wars with current countries who don't want to have anything to do with the globalized currency and want to have their own currency. Or as soon as you have some dictator who wants to start dealing in gold and wants to get out of the current currency, next thing you know, he's getting dragged through the streets by his own people.
There's no doubt at all that the ISIS right now is creating a gold dinar. But, I mean, you know, that's kind of part of the Islamic religion is sound money.
Well, as far as the U.S. government pushing around other countries is concerned, sure, they can go and throw their weight around in Afghanistan or Iraq or some small place like that. But you don't think they're going to go to war with Russia?
Well,
China.
They sure are trying to demonize Putin and this. What is the? Oh my God, where's the country that they're?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Ooh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I've been working too long today.
Well, yeah, they're trying to demonize him, but that's, you know, it's important for the U.S. to appear to have enemies around the world because it's valuable for fear-mongering purposes, right? But the realistic chance that they're actually going to go to war against a country that could actually have a chance
against them?
I don't
know. War makes a lot of money. That makes a lot of money for
Spain. Yeah, but they make money when they're dominating one of these other countries.
Russia
right?
doesn't have a chance in a land war against the United States. It's really about nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. It's not a chance. It's a chance to blow up life on the planet. So, no, I don't think the United States will go to war against Russia.
Yeah.
But I think that they will put a great deal of pressure on them, and they're already beginning, to some extent, to buckle to that pressure. They're feeling the heat.
Russia is?
Yeah, to some extent. They're feeling that it's difficult to be on the wrong side of the United States. You know, obviously, if you don't have a nuclear weapon, then you're gonna get it worse.
What about China, who has invested heavily in in our money and in our real estate in some instances? You know,
yeah, you really wonder. I mean, to some extent, it's to their benefit to keep the U.S. dollar going. To a large extent, it's to their benefit to keep the U.S. dollar going. So I don't really see China necessarily trying to undermine the dollar. But maybe I'm wrong on that. They could certainly have a benefit to seeing the yuan, get more powerful.
Check out more of Conan on his website, blacksheeprising.org. Fresh episode coming out this week, right?
Yep.
So you recorded it last night, so just within a matter of days over at blacksheeprising.org. Check them out there, and more Free Talk Live online between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
That really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.